May 1st is a big day for high school seniors. Normally, by this time, they've received college acceptance letters, scholarships, and financial aid. After May 1st, any offer not accepted goes to another student on the wait list. But this year is different. Illinois universities are sending out award letters with asterisks next to the grant amounts and footnotes like contingent upon state funding. It's the kind of small print that can change a student's future, and not just the kids relying on need-based grants. David Marsay made a science of helping his daughter decide where to go to school. They considered the curriculum, the ACT and GPA averages, the housing options, and campus amenities. But somewhere along the way, the decision became less about Campus Vibe and more about the state budget.
That became the driving consideration over the winter when, like the Chicago Tribune, but all the news agencies started to run reports on the fact that the public Illinois universities were undergoing financial stress.
In fact, public colleges and universities have gotten zero funding. The state is in its 10th month without a budget, thanks to a political stalemate. The accreditation agency has warned legislative leaders that the lack of state funding is putting Illinois schools at serious risk. All this makes Marsay nervous, so last month he allowed his daughter to accept an offer from Illinois State University, but he hasn't yet allowed her to decline an offer from Ball State.
We are leaving the door open at, you know, this Indiana institution where I otherwise would have probably said, tell them we're not going.
The Marsay family is lucky. They have the financial resources to afford options. Other families are counting on the state's monetary award program, known as MAP.
I think the only people that I know who have, you know for sure what they're doing next year either have some sort of large outside scholarship or they're going into the military.
That's Elizabeth Beasy, a counselor at Sullivan High School, a Chicago public school where virtually every student is poor enough to qualify for free or reduced lunch.
I literally, right before you called, was finishing up helping a student draft an email to a financial aid office to appeal her award letter, and she's our valedictorian of the class. So when your valedictorian with a 28 ACT can't afford to go to school, that's a big problem.
She's talking about Danuta Klebek, who legally immigrated from Poland at age 5. Her dad is a construction worker. Her mom stays home with Danuta's only sibling, a new baby brother.
The most I'm worried about is the money, really. I'm sure I'll be able to find my place wherever I go, but I can't decide on some school that I know I can't afford.
Meanwhile, there's another cost piling up that almost no one talks about. Illinois is second only to New Jersey among states that lose more college students than they attract, and we earned that rank before the budget impasse began.
You know, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, where do you want your kids to go, I would have said University of Illinois.
That's Marsay again. Born and raised in Illinois, he graduated from the U of I, but now leaves open the possibility for his daughter to go to Ball State, and his younger daughter has her heart set on Purdue. He understands what that means.
If a student leaves the state of Illinois, chances are they're going to get a job in whatever state they went to. But there's also the issue of making lifelong friends. I mean, college cultivates relationships that last a lifetime. We are not enthusiastic at all about the prospect of seeing either of our daughters go out of state because it puts in play the fact they may never come back.
Reporting for Illinois Issues, I'm Dusty Rhodes.